Guided Meditation, Respecting Pain's Message. Find a comfortable position, allowing your body to settle. Take a moment to just relax, breathing in deeply. And as you exhale, let go of any tension, feeling a wave of calm settle over you. Breathing in, calmly breathing out. Today, we're diving into the idea of respecting pain. Yes, that's right, respecting it. Like you would a well-meaning but slightly over-eager friend. Pain isn't here to ruin your day. It's here with a purpose. And when we listen to it rather than ignoring it, we actually make things a lot easier for ourselves. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's start with a common approach, ignoring pain. Maybe you've tried this before, pushing pain to the back of your mind, pretending it's not there. It might work for a little while, but pain? It's not one to take being ignored lightly. In fact, when your nervous system senses that you're brushing pain off, it has a funny way of getting louder, like a phone that keeps ringing until you pick up. Ignoring pain is like giving it the cold shoulder, and the nervous system does not appreciate that. When we ignore it, pain doesn't just go away, it gets louder. As if to say, hey, I'm here for a reason, you need to listen. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, ignoring pain isn't the only way we try to quiet it. Sometimes we cover it up with all kinds of tricks. Lotions, potions, pain meds, you name it. And don't get me wrong, there are times when that's okay. Like when pain is keeping you from sleeping or just getting through the day. But if we're constantly masking it, we're not really respecting what it's here to tell us. Let's imagine a little story. Breathing in and breathing out. Imagine a dog named Max. One day, Max hurts his leg, and he's smart enough to limp, taking it easy on his paw. But then he spots a squirrel. Pure excitement. If Max tries to chase the squirrel, he might take a few steps before he remembers, oh yeah, my leg, and stops. And of course, that's in dog language. Now let's say someone gives Max a little pain medicine. 45 minutes later, he's up and running, happy to chase that squirrel as if nothing happened. But here's the thing. The pain wasn't the enemy. Pain was just Max's body's way of telling him to rest so he could heal. By ignoring that message, Max might end up hurting his leg even more. So here's the takeaway. Pain's message is important. Covering it up might help temporarily, but in the long run, it could make things harder. Respecting pain means listening to it, honoring its purpose. Breathing in, breathing out. Now let's practice a new way of approaching pain. Instead of asking, "How can I get rid of this pain?" try asking, "What is this pain trying to tell me?" Pain's not here to bother you for no reason. It's here with a message, and respecting the message is key. Imagine pain saying to you, "Look, I'm just trying to help you. Don't ignore me." So rather than seeing pain as a fight to win, let's see it as a message to consider. Breathing in, breathing out. Take a deep breath and set an intention with me. Today, I'll listen to pain with respect and curiosity. Imagine this intention settling into you, bringing a sense of calm. You're not here to battle pain. You're here to learn from it, to work with it. Today, I'll listen to pain with respect and curiosity. Breathing in and breathing out. Let's take this respect for pain forward into the rest of your day. Here are some sample small steps you can practice to nurture a respectful relationship with pain. Acknowledge pain. Don't ignore it. If pain pops up today, notice it. Don't brush it off or try to push it away. Just acknowledge it like you would a friend saying, "Hey, something's up." Breathing in, breathing out. Shift from frustration to curiosity. Instead of thinking, "Why won't this pain just go away?" try asking, "What's this pain trying to tell me?" That shift can open up new ways of understanding. Breathing in, breathing out. Move mindfully. Notice if any activities feel uncomfortable. Rather than forcing yourself through it, try modifying the movement or intensity. Letting pain guide you to what feels right. This is how you show respect. Breathing in, breathing out. Use gentle self-talk. If pain flares up, speak kindly to yourself. Try saying, "Thanks. Thanks, body, for the heads up. I hear you." This small act of self-compassion goes a long way in helping you feel calmer. Take a final deep breath in, letting this new respect for pain settle in, like a warm glow. And as you breathe out, feel any remaining tension float away, like you're giving pain the space it needs to do its job. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying with you a fresh perspective. Pain isn't there to be ignored. It's here to help, to guide, and to be respected.